Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Midos, Parak Beis Mishnah Vav and Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel Shish B'zachar Defan Ruziv Kol Gon Bikar of Mamish. We're discussing the Beis Hamikdash layout. The previous Mishnah was talking about the Ezra's Nashim and the different Lashachas, rooms, chambers, its size, and all the other details. And anyway, we said there's 15 steps going upwards towards the Ezra's Yisrael, which we're going to be learning out in a moment. But before we get into the next Nazara, the Mishnah tells us Lashachas Hayu Tachas Ezra's Yisrael. There were chambers underneath the Ezra's Yisrael. Upsuchas Ezra's Nashim. They were open into the Ezra's Nashim. As Avim placed their harps, their nevalim, which is a type of instrument that we don't really know how to translate it, their cymbals, and all their other musical instruments. I was going to give a little sneak peek into a little later on in the Mishnah. There it's going to tell us that the Hazar was 187 amas long by 135 amas wide, but it was broken up into different sections, so that's what we describe right now. Ezus Yisrael, the Ezus Yisrael, which is the area right at the beginning of the main Hazara, where people who were not Kohanim were allowed to stand. That was 135 long by 11 wide. Now, really, it was 135 wide by 11 long because, as we just said, the entire width of the Hazar was 135 and the length is 187. The only reason why the Mishnah is switching it around by saying that the length was 135 and the width was 11, because that just technically makes more sense. When you have something that's long and narrow, you're going to say that the long part is the oirech, is the length. But again, in truth, when a person walks into the Hazara, be an extremely wide but shallow area where they could walk, it's that first 11 amos, and v'chein ezus kaihanim, also the Hazara of the kaihanim, who didn't have a particular job to do, they were allowed to walk around freely in the next section. It was also 135 by 11. So the first 22 amos in the Hazara were divided between Ezra Yisrael and Ezra's kaihanim. Now, v'rashay pispasin mavdilin bein Ezra Yisrael and Ezra's kaihanim, on the side walls, there were pispasin, which are posts of sort that were coming out, making a clear demarcation in between the Ezra Yisrael and Ezra's kaihanim. Now, according to Tanakama, this means that Ezra Yisrael and Ezra's kaihanim were on the same exact level. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Emor, he says, there was a step in between the Ezra Yisrael and Kaihanim, which was an Amahai, and on top of that was the Duchen, which is where the Levim would stand when they would sing Shir, and that Duchen was three steps, each which were a half an Amahai. That's what the Mishnah says. Turns out that Ezra Kaihanim was 2.5 Amas higher than Ezra Yisrael. And here's what the Mishnah tells us. Kol Hazara Haisa Arach Meushman Vishav Al Rechav Meushleshim Chamesh. The entire Hazara was 187 long by 135 wide. And there were 13 places where one would bow down over there. Now, what were these 13 places? So, Abi Yosef ben Chanan Omer, he says, Keneged Shlosh Asar Sha'arim, that corresponds to the 13 gates, which we're going to be learning about in a moment, that were in the Hazara, and that's what they corresponded to. Now, what were these gates? So, Sha'arim Dremiyim Smuchim Lamayriv, the southern gates that are closer to the west. In other words, when you walk into the Hazara, south is towards your left, and west is all the way in the back. So, these were the back left gates, Shahra Elyon, that's called the upper gate. The next one, moving a little closer to the east, is Shar HaDelek. The third one was Shar HaBechayros, and the fourth one was Shar HaMayim. Now, Volomenikosh my Shar HaMayim, why is it called Shar HaMayim? Shobem Machnisim Sechel Shamayim Shal Nisach B'chag. That's the gate that they would enter, bringing the jug of water that was going to be used for Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot. Now, Blazim Yaakov Emir, he says that Ubay Mayim Mefachim Vasidim Liyas Yotzim Tachas Miftan Abayas. This is a Nevuah from Sefer Yecheskel that talks about the Lasid Lavai. There's going to be water coming out from underneath one of the Sha'arim. It's going to be a little trickle, a little stream that's going to turn to a raging river. Ayin over there, very fascinating. And that's why it's called Shar HaMayim. Now, Ulumasam Betzafayn, Smuchel Amayriv, corresponding to these four gates that we just mentioned. So there was another four in the Tzafayn in the north, which is on the right-hand side. Also, again, it's closer to the west, starting in the back right side. There's Shar Yechanya, then there's Shar HaKarbon, Shar HaNashim, and Shar HaShir. And Lomani Kershmai Shar Yechanya, why was it called Shar Yechanya? Shabbat Yatsa Yechanya Begalusai. This is where Yechanya was taken out at his time of Galus. This is a few years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. This is when he was taken into exile by Nebuchadnezzar. He was taken through this gate. Now, Sheva Mizrach, the eastern side, that's right at the entrance of the Hazara, Shar Nikonar, that was the main gate called Shar Nikonar, and Ushnei Pishpishin Hayulai, it had two Pishpishin, which are small little gates on the side, Echon Mimina Vechon Mismaila, one on the right, one on the left. As Tamid, we discussed that the right one was used, the left one was never used, and Ushnei Mimayriv, there were two in the west, which is basically the back wall of the Beis Hamikdash, if you will, and Loi Hayolam Shem, they didn't have a name. On to Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, now we discussed the Mizbeach itself, which is the main Mizbeach that all the Kabbarnas were brought on, and before we begin, just important to bear in mind, if you don't have a picture in front of you, the Mizbeach was quite wide and tall, and it was actually made up of three blocks. The bottom one was very short, the middle one was the tallest, and then the top one was basically in between the two of them, making up for a total of 10 amas of height, which we're going to be seeing right now. So as the Mishnah tells us, the bottom of the Mizbeach was 32 by 32, then Ola Ama Vakanas Ama, that base, which was called the Yisoid, went up one Ama, and then it indented in Ama. That's the Yisoid in the Mizbeach. Now, Nimsa shleish mal shleishim. It turns out that the next section of the mizbeach is only 30 by 30 amas. Then al chamesh v'kanas ama, the wall then rose 5 amas and went in 1 ama. And zahu ha-soiviv, that's called the soiviv, which is like the ledge or a walkway that the kaihan would be able to walk around. Nimtza es mushmeina al es mushmeina, turns out that this top section of the mizbeach is 28 by 28 amas. Then makam ha-kronos am mizeh v'am mizeh, the place of the kronos, which are basically the horns of the mizbeach, meaning at the top of the mizbeach, in the four corners, there were horns which were protruding out the top of them in amma by an amma. Nimtza turns out that the area within the horns is esem sheshal esem shesh, that's 26 by 26 amos. And then makim hiluch raglai kaihanim amizeh amizeh, the place where the kaihanim would walk around the top of the mizbeach, in between the horns, meaning the area where they're not going to be bumping into the kronos, and also where they're not going to be walking inside, lest they touch the maracha, which is where the fire is. So they had this walkway of an amma. Nimtza esem arbal esem arba makim maracha, turns into the maracha where the fire is, that was 24 by 24 amos. However, Amar Rabbi Yosi argues that mitchila loy haya el shmeinu esrim al shmeinu esrim, that originally in the first base of Mikdash, the base of the Mizbeach was only 28 by 28 amos, and then kainis va'olim midazu, it kept on going up and in with the same measurements that we had before, meaning went up an amma and in an amma, and so the next section is 26 by 26 amos, then you go up 5 amos and in an amma, so the top section was 24 by 24 amos, then we have the amma in every corner of the kronos, so it turns out that the area within that is 22 by 22 amos, then accounting for the place where the kaihanim walk, so we're left with 20 by 20 amos of the maracha. And that's what Mishnah says, achinim samakam maracha esrim al esrim, so the maracha is left with 20 by 20 amos, not 24 by 24. However, chushal b'nei ha-gayla, by the second base of Mikdash, when the people came from Golus and they began rebuilding it, ha-sifu olav arba amos min adarm v'arba amos min ha-mayriv, they added on another 4 amos to the entire structure of the Mizbeach, 4 from the south and 4 from the west, kimin gamma, that's like Greek letter gamma, which is basically like an L, and that's when we get to the final number of the Tanakama. Now, how do we know the base of the Mizbeach was really 32 by 32, which Mimela means that the top of the Mizbeach, the Maracha, was 24 by 24? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, V'Ariel, Shtemisrei Arech, Shtemisrei Reichav Revua, that the Ariel, which is referring to the Maracha, the place of the fire, that was 12 by 12 Amos. Now, Yachal, you might think, She'en El Shtemisrei, El Shtemisrei, that means it was literally 12 by 12 Amos and not 24 by 24. But that can't be, because Kshuaymer, when the Pasuk then says, Al Arbas Revav, which means that it's four quarters or it's four sides, Melamed Shemino Emtsahu Maidej Shtemisrei Amel Chal Ruach, that really teaches us that 12 amos is being measured from the very center of the Mizbeach, and that's what the Pasuk's telling us, measure 12 amos in every direction, so that turns out to be 24 by 24 amos, which means if we're working backwards, the base would be 32 by 32 amos. Now more about the Mizbeach, Mechot Shel Sikra Chagir Be'emtza, there's a red line, a red thread, that wrapped around the Mizbeach, right at the midpoint, Lahavdol Ben Adam Elyon Adam Tachtonim, that differentiated between the upper and lower bloods. Some Korbanos had their blood sprinkled above this line, some below this line, so that's why we have the line. Now going back to the bottom, V'ayisoy, the base of the Mizbeach, it ran along the entire north and western part of the Mizbeach. In other words, when you're standing by the ramp of the Mizbeach, which we're going to see is in the south of it, so that means the back wall of the Mizbeach is the north, and then the left wall is the west. So along the back and left-hand side of the Mizbeach, there was this Yisoy, this base of an Amma, and V'ayichal Badarm Amma Achas U'Mizrach Amma Achas, and then it ate up, which means a little bit of this base curved into the south, which is right at the front wall of the Mizbeach, and another Amma along the eastern side, and so this base did not wrap around the entire Mizbeach. It was around a little bit more than 50% of it. However, for the majority of the southern and eastern walls of the Mizbeach, there was no Yesod. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to discuss the Mizbeach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.